one here, the rowdies one there. They kick the ball around. The rowdies one here, the rowdies one there. Then they fall on the ground.
Oh, the rowdies, the rowdies, the rowdies are
kicking the grass.
Here's another reason why WISL is your sports leader. Now, on FM Talk 92.1 and News Power 1040 WISL, North America's longest-running soccer radio show, Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Your hosts, former Rochester Lancers trainer Joe Redcard Sirianni, Rochester Rhinos broadcaster Andrew Battisti, the editor of FrontRowSoccer.com, former Rochester Lancers reporter and a 2012 inductee into the Lancers Wall of Fame, Michael Lewis, and former Lancer and Canadian Soccer Hall of Famer, Mr. Zero, Dick Howard. Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is presented by Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry and brought to you by the following sponsors: the Rochester Rhinos, top-notch monogramming Northfield Common, Pittsburgh, Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight, Faber Homes, Claridge Design Center, Olindo's, Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo, and the Doug Miller Family Sports Park. And now, here's Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. This is Andrew Battisti. Thanks for very much for being with us tonight. We have two special guests this evening, starting in just a moment with the newest member of our U.S. Women's National Team and a first-team NWSL All-Star, our very good friend McCall Zerboni of the North Carolina Courage will be with us in just a moment. Then at 7 p.m., we will have the scorer of the match-winning goal for the Rochester Rhinos in their 2-1 victory over the Charlotte Independents on Saturday. Stefan DeFreger will be with us. We also have a number of breaking soccer news stories tonight that we'll report and discuss with Mr. Zero, Dick Howard, and Michael Lewis. Plus, we'll give our predictions for the MLS playoffs that kick off this Wednesday with a single-match knockout round ties. And now let's bring in Joe Sirianni. And, Joe, what a show tonight. I don't know how we're going to fit it all in.
Well, first of all, let me say that I'm elated, I'm joyful, and I'm so anxious to speak to our special guest. I've been a fan of her for a long, long time, and I can remember, you know, the writing on her arm that truly speaks about her Italian heritage. And I am so happy that McCall Zerboni is going to be our guest tonight.
So we're going to go to McCall in just a moment, but let's go with our first bit of breaking news. We are very happy to announce that there may very well be two Rochester teams in next year's U.S. Open Cup. The Rochester River Dogs of the Rochester District Soccer League, affiliate of the Rochester Lancers of the NPSL, they have made it to the final qualifying round of the U.S. Open Cup. They will host Stegman's Soccer Club of Minneapolis, one of the top independent amateur teams in the Midwest. The match will be held right here in Rochester, November 18th or 19th. The exact date, time, and venue is to be announced. If the River Dogs win, they will go into the main draw of the U.S. Open Cup next year and be just one more win away from potentially playing the Rhinos. And boy, that would be incredible.
You're right, incredible. It would be to have two teams compete with one another, it's great.
So we will see what happens, and thanks to Mark Mandel for giving us that information. We'll have more details on this as it becomes available, but congratulations to the River Dogs for making it this far. It's the best appearance of a U.S. or a Rochester-based amateur team in the Open Cup in a long, long time. So thanks again to Mark. Now let's go to our very special guest calling us from Cary, North Carolina, a brand-new member of our U.S. Women's National Team, our good friend McCall Zerboni. And McCall's appearance brought to you by Claridge Design Decorating Center, new name for the place, 3240 Charlie Avenue. Number to call is 889-5800 or ClarideDecoratingCenter.com. If you need a new bathroom, kitchen, house remodeling, give them a call. Part of the Faber Group, Faber Homes, and Bernie Evangelo doing a great job supporting soccer in the Rochester area.
Joe, and Perry, and Perry, of course. So just it's one of those places that you want to go if you need furniture, if you need carpets, if you need anything that has to do with a home decorating, they have it all. So look for Perry Evangelo, and even though she's not there right now because she recovered from a knee injury, I'm sure that her staff going to take care of you promptly and very, very good.
Thank you to Bernie for all the help he does with our show. And thanks to our special guest, McCall Zerboni. McCall, congratulations. Well, first of all, Bob, we need some special music here. Well, Stars and Stripes Forever for our newest member of our U.S. Women's National Team, McCall Zerboni. McCall, thank you for being with us tonight.
Yeah, guys, it's a pleasure. Thanks for having me.
McCall, you don't know how happy you make me, not only because you're on our show, but also because the achievement and all the things that you have proven to it, not only to yourself, but to all the people that love you, all the people that are associated with you, about making that, you know, achieving the goals that you, I'm sure you set in front of you, and that's being on a national team.
Oh, well, thank you. I've been feeling so grateful lately. I've received so much love and support in the past week here, just from everything that's been going on. So it's kind of reminding me of my journey as a footballer and where I came from and all the people that I've embraced along the way. And I had a lot of people reach out to me and give me some encouragement and love. So it's been really neat kind of bringing all those ties together and it kind of coming to a pinnacle point, reaching the top level. So I'm feeling pretty wonderful.
Yeah, we're so proud of you. I had a little tear in my eye when you came on the field, your home field in Cary, North Carolina, at the start of the second half. But tell us exactly what happened, the timeline of how you were notified that you were going to be brought into the camp over the weekend, and then what happened as you made your way towards Sunday's match.
Yeah, it all happened pretty fast, truly. Obviously, we just finished the NFL championship game last week. You know, I wasn't expecting this call. I thought I was going to be moving into the off season. You know, obviously I've been playing for 9 years, so for 9 seasons the call hasn't came. So not sure why I would have expected it now. But obviously when that phone call came, I was just so honored and so excited and was pumped to jump at the chance, really. And turned up into camp and, you know, again, it all happened so fast. I was thinking that I was just thrown into camp to kind of get my feet wet a little bit and learn how they do their system and how they do it at that level. But I was grateful enough to get on the roster and not only that, to get my first cap and not only that, to play a whole 45 minutes. So it was a wild 48 to 72 hours and just riding this wonderful train that I've been on the past little bit. And it's been a true joy, really.
Well, certainly, McCall, you know, we've been watching you and you are the epitome of courage. You are the epitome of falling down and getting up and getting a lot of beating, but you never give up. I compliment you immensely, and actually I fear for you. Every time you fall down, I pray to God you get up. So what a friend. You are a friend to us, and not only in the sense of a soccer player, but also as a person, because it was an honor meeting
you. Thank you, guys. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
McCall, did you know that you were going to come into the match in the second half? Did Jill Ellis give you that heads up, or was it a decision that was made at halftime?
Nope, we just went into the game plan with our starters, and obviously we train shadowing the person that we may sub in for the position that we play. So, you know, everyone's kind of ready at all times and kind of knows the role of the system that we play. Obviously, it was new to me, so I still kind of had a beginner's mind and was just trying to soak as much as I could in case I was called upon, and surely enough I was. So it was a great experience for me to kind of see how the players operate and their tendencies and the way we work together. And like I said, we went in thinking that the starters were going to finish the game, but it ended up going super well. We ended up getting a good grip on the game, so we were able to make some changes and making 6 changes at halftime and still being able to get 3 more goals and come out with a win. Just a really good feeling for all of us and for our program leading up into qualifiers for next year.
I just want to say one more thing, John. I was watching the game in the second half, and I was saying, are they going to put McCall in? Are they going to put McCall in? And I see you come on the field. And then a few minutes later, they made the announcements of the substitutions, and they left you for last. And when your name was announced, the crowd just erupted. And I know if you were probably concentrating on the match, but I just noticed it. And playing in front of your hometown fans in your first game had to make it even more special.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think for me, you know, when I look at the experience, like, the stars just really aligned, you know. Happened to be in my hometown, happened to be in the area, and happened to be real in the roster for me to get into camp. You know, we happened to go up in the game. You know, I happened to have the ability to be subbed in and, you know, that flexibility on the squad. And, you know, I'm just so blessed that it worked out that way. You know, it's a tribute to the program, you know, that they've created such a stable environment and that no matter who we put on the field, that we're going to put out a good product and still able to feel comfortable that we're going to get a win and put out a good performance. So for me, it was just an honor all around, and I just feel so blessed that, you know, everything fell on the plate for me to get an opportunity to be there.
McCullough, I just like you to describe the feeling, you know, for all the young women that have followed you and all the ones that are aspiring to be where you are right now. When you walked into the dressing room and you saw your name there and you picked up the national team shirt, what was the feeling that you experienced as you picked up the shirt, put it on, and knowing that you represent the United States of America? Can you describe that, you know, your heart, your feelings, your emotion?
Yeah, I mean, when I walked into the locker room and I looked amongst me, the players that I'm standing next to, and how amazing they are, and then I saw my jersey hanging there in my spot in my locker, and then to be able to pick that up and put it on, it's like a flash of all the things you've been doing since you began playing when I was 5 years old, all the hard work I put in, all the sacrifices, all the ups, all the downs, and that's pretty much what it is, you know. I mean, everyone perseveres in their life, and everyone has trials and tribulations. And I think, you know, when you're able to still find success through all that, you know, a sense of pride and joy comes through you. And I obviously thought about all the people that supported me along the way and that have been a big part of my football journey. And there's many, many, many people I need to thank that I wouldn't be here without them, you know. So a huge wave of gratefulness as well, because, you know, I couldn't do this alone. So I'm just so thankful that I've had some amazing people to impact me along the way.
McCall, the match itself, the U.S. won 6-0, by the way, for those of you who don't know the final result. And the stars of the match were the Courage players. I mean, Sam Mewis had the first two goals. Lynn Williams scored a goal. Albie Dalcumper anchored the back line. And the middle of the field was basically North Carolina Courage players. And that had to be, you know, special for the fans in Cary to see, you know, four of their best players representing the United States in that match.
Yeah, well, the four players you just named obviously, you know, did a part of their journey in Western New York. So, you know, that's a huge part of them and a huge part of me as well. You know, the people there and the support there and obviously the program there with the Flash is a huge part of, you know, our growth and our success as players. And to be able to carry that on, what you guys gave us, to another city, to keep improving and keep finding success, you know, that's a major piece to the leap that we took into the Courage country. And now another city gets to enjoy those players. But, you know, obviously it started in the Western New York area for that system and for those players and for all the success that are on the field now. So it's just a really cool thing to see the evolution, you know, of the game, of the team, the players and the fans and how it all kind of links together, and to be able to see them put that on the stage, the biggest stage in the world, and perform for their people. That's pretty amazing. So I was really pumped on that, really excited for them.
Well, McCall, the obvious question is, you know, the next big event for women's soccer is the 2019 World Cup. The qualifying will begin later next year, I believe. And the U.S. obviously they have more matches. They have a pair of matches coming up with Canada. I think I know the answer to this, but, I mean, is your goal to try to make that U.S. national team roster for the World Cup?
Well, of course. I mean, I feel that if I have an opportunity to help this country to achieve something, absolutely. You know, if I'm called upon to do that, I'll do my best duty to make that happen. You know, this country is so deep and so dynamic and versatile and the talent that they have to choose from. And, you know, I truly believe that there's quite a few people that can get the job done. So, you know, we'll see who's chosen for the roster, but obviously a lot of excitement along the way before that and the end of the 2018 season. You know, we'll see how those clubs do and how those players are training, and I think a lot of that will build the momentum into those qualifiers and obviously and the international competition that's coming up.
McCall, I just before we let you go, I just want to tell you that, you know, in your life you're going to meet a lot of people that will admire you and love you and for the person who you are and for the place that you are. But you will never have anybody love you as much as we, the Rochester people and Soccer Kick in the Glass show, love you. So I just want you to remember that.
Thank you so much. Rochester, Buffalo, Western New York area, the people have been so kind to me and have given me so much to just build on and given me so much in my soul and my character that, you know, I can take with me always. So I've just been forever grateful. And when I think of that place, I get good feels, and I'm just so thankful for my time that I spent there, and I've made so many connections. And thank you, guys. I really appreciate you saying that because I have big love for you back, so...
Thank you, McCall. And we're hopefully seeing you with the in the U.S. national team jersey next month when the U.S. faces Canada for a couple matches on the West Coast. And then we'll see what happens in 2018. You know, it's still not too far away. And but, you know, enjoy this moment. It's something that, you know, I know you treasure and will reflect and remember for the rest of your life. And we're all very proud of you. And we wish you all the best going forward.
Thank you. Yes, I'm very honored. I'm just trying to make everybody proud and make the country proud. So go USA.
Thank you, McCall. Have a good one.
Thanks. Bye, guys.
Bye-bye. It's McCall Zerboni here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, the newest member of our U.S. Women's National Team. And as I had a little tear in my eye when I saw her come on the field. It was a great moment, and we're so glad that she was part of the Rochester soccer community for the time that her and the Flash were here. When we come back on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, we'll have Mr. Zero, Dick Howard. We'll talk international soccer, and it's a big news up in Canada. It involves a former member of the Rochester Rhinos. We'll tell you what happened today next on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pele, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Top-notch monogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
Are you looking for a new dentist for your family? Dr. David Olivo has been caring for Rochester's dental needs for over 15 years and would welcome the opportunity to serve you. To make an appointment, call 328-3382. Dr. David Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
Cooja Cooj, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at salvatores.com and our hotline 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatore!
Are you looking to update the kitchen, bath, or flooring in your home, but don't know where to begin? Whether it's cabinetry, carpeting, hardwood flooring, tile, or kitchen and bathroom remodeling, Claridge Design Center in Chi Lai Fall Plaza is the place to start. Locally owned with over 25 years in business, Claridge Custom Designs and builds quality remodeling projects throughout Rochester and Monroe County. At Claridge, the visions and ideas you have for your home are developed with the experienced Claridge designers to make your dream project a reality, and the quality of service you receive at Claridge is second to none. For more information or to schedule an appointment, call Claridge at 889-5800 or visit their website to meet the Claridge team. See examples of their finished work at ClarideDesignCenter.com.
Looking to save money on your weekly grocery bill? Visit Olindo's Cash and Carry at 1510 Lyle Avenue in Rochester. Olindo's provides Italian and Spanish items, imported and domestic cheeses, deli meats, and homegrown produce with a perfect blend of quality, selection, value, and personal service. Olindo's wholesale prices are the best around, and there's no membership fee. Call Olindo's at 647-1985 or visit them on the web at olindofoodservice.com.
The Rochester Rhinos continue play in the postseason this Saturday night, facing the USL Eastern Conference winners, Louisville City, at 7:30 p.m. in Kentucky. Go to rhinosoccer.com to find out how you can watch the match live online. The Rhinos are still in the running to host the USL Eastern Conference final, so be sure to go to rhinosoccer.com for all of the latest ticket information or call 454-KICK.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WISL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Now, on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, it's time for our international report with one of North America's top soccer journalists, a member of the Canadian Soccer Hall of Fame, and a 2013 inductee into the Rochester Lancers Hall of Fame, Mr. Zero, Dick Howard.
In our international report with Dick Howard, brought to you by our title sponsor, Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry, 2005 Lyle Avenue in Gates. You can go to davidolivodmd.com or visit the interactive website. That's where you would go. Or if you're going to give the office a call, it's 328-3382. And I'll be going next week to see Dr.
I'm going
Olivo.
Tomorrow.
You're going tomorrow.
Yeah.
Say hello to him for me.
Yeah, I will.
Unfortunately, I was under the weather last week, so I had to miss my appointment, but I'll be going next week. And we're very appreciative of Dr. Olivo supporting our show and look forward to working with him again as we move into 2018. Well, Dick, there's big news up in Canada today. We were teasing it before the break, and unfortunately, our good friend Mauro Biello is looking for a job. He was sacked today as head coach of the Montreal Impact, and not surprising, but it's sad for us because, you know, we know Mauro was a class individual.
One of the nice guys in the game, but only to be expected, guys. He had one win in the last couple of months, and that was in the 5-3 game against Toronto FC at BMO Field, but... As I say, it's a situation hired to be fired and only to be expected given the run of results.
Yeah, unfortunately, you know, Mauro's been with the Montreal Impact for about 25 years, you know, not counting the year he was with the Rochester Rhinos. But you wonder if he's going to try to get another job in the MLS or if he's going to do something else in soccer.
Yeah, you'd like to see him remain in the game. One of the interesting things, of course, is Patrice Bernier retired after the game the weekend for Montreal, and I'm sure that he'll be involved in some aspect in the team organization, not maybe a head coach, but on the coaching staff, because he has given so much over the years, a great representative of club and country.
And he played right here in Rochester against the Rhinos for the Montreal Impact. Jason Tulio is also fired, too. So, like you said, hired to be fired. And before we get to the other firing, let's talk a bit about the MLS, because, you know, Toronto FC broke a number of records this year, and they're going to be the top seed in the MLS playoffs, but Vancouver has got to play a first-round game against the San Jose Earthquakes.
Now, the thing about Toronto FC, I think they have been the best team I've ever seen in MLS. You know, tremendous season, of course, getting the 69 points, tremendous record. But what a game. I don't know if you had a chance to see the game against Atlanta United. Fabulous crowd, 71,000-plus. And a really talented Atlanta United team. It was a really great game. And that man, Giovinco, I tell you, that free kick late in the game that got the tie for Toronto FC, absolutely superb.
Fantastic goal, and we may see those two teams playing each other again, potentially, in the playoffs. But Vancouver, unfortunately, they have to play a first-round game when they could have won the Western Conference, but they lost to Portland in Portland on Sunday. So hopefully the Whitecaps will be able to get past San Jose and maybe make their way into the MLS.
Well, it could be
playoffs.
A Vancouver-Toronto final, guys. I don't think head office would like that, but it would be
possible.
Great from a standpoint of Canadian soccer, of course.
That would be a plus because it would indicate a lot of, you know, a lot of growth in the Canadian soccer. And especially, it'd be good for the fan base, you know.
Very much so. I think it's unlikely, but it does come into the conversation. But having said that, there's still some very good teams left in the playoffs, and the way things are structured, of course, you've got to be on your game, and Toronto FC seem to be hitting the right buttons at the present time, which is encouraging for Greg Vanney, the coach.
Well, the playoffs start on Wednesday with the knockout round games, and then the best of two series, you know, the home-and-home series will begin over the weekend with the first legs, as Toronto and NYCFC, Seattle and Portland all have byes. But, Dick, the other fire here today, I guess, not surprising, Ronald Koeman, the manager of Everton, was sacked today after that 5-2 loss to Arsenal. And who do you think is going to be coming in? There's rumors about Ryan Giggs potentially being interested in the job.
You've got everybody from Ancelotti to Allardyce, I think. And they're even talking about David Moyes returning to coach them again. But I think that's unlikely. I see him maybe getting the Scotland manager job. But there'll certainly be a lot of people wanting it. It's a team, great tradition. Unfortunately, just weren't producing under Koeman, and he didn't have that man Lukaku, unfortunately, which bailed him out on many occasions last season. And some of the signings that just haven't gelled. They haven't looked like a team. They played poorly. And in the Europa League, you know, a couple of defeats, two wins only in nine games in the Premiership, only to be expected. But he'll have all the way to the bank. I think he's on a $7 million contract over 3 years. So.
I mean, Everton is in 18th place, and obviously it's still very early, but, you know, Everton has not been out of the top flight. How many years, 100-and-something years, Dick, that
well,
it's been for Everton?
They've never been out of the top, but, you know, that's the bottom line, you know, and that's the key thing. Of course, they've got a great tradition.
So who do you think is going to be the coach, or who would you put your money on?
I could just, as I mentioned, Joe, that there's lots of coaches that are out of jobs at the moment, on gardening leave, as they say. And there's some coaches, like the coach of Bournemouth has been mentioned, the young coach in English football, who's currently managing a team. But it'll, you know, require a little bit while. I'm sure they've been looking at the possibilities, but I don't know who to pick at the present time. I don't know who would be good for Everton, because, as they say, they really need a lot of maintenance.
And Everton plays Chelsea on Wednesday in the League Cup, what it used to be called anyway, and then more matches on the weekend. But Dick, the other big news today, the FIFA awards were announced, and not a lot of surprises, really. Cristiano Ronaldo was named the top male player.
Surprise.
Yeah. Lika Martens of the Netherlands named the best female player. No real surprise there as well. And Zinedine Zidane, the former Juventus player, the coach of Real Madrid, is the men's coach. And the Serena Weigman of the Netherlands won the UEFA.
Yeah, the Dutch team did so well in the European Championship, you know, and that's why they're just best player, best coach from the Netherlands. Then you've got Giroud, a fabulous scorpion kick, got it the goal of the this season, so to speak, the goal of the year. And Joe, you'll be delighted, I know, that Gianluigi Buffon, the top goalkeeper in the world, again, based on, what, 600 minutes unbeaten in Champions League. He was really hot. But I think one award, guys, that he's also made a special award, and it's given to clubs, not necessarily on results, but based on performance. And the anniversary of the Lisbon Lions for Glasgow Celtic was this year, and they had a fabulous card display and 60,000 fans involved in that card display honouring the Lisbon Lions of that great team that beat Inter Milan in the European final in Lisbon. So they got an award for that, which is great.
The other award I got to mention is the Fair Play Award was given to, I believe it's pronounced Francis Kone. He's from the country of Togo. He was given the award because he saved the life of an opponent by administering on-pitch first aid after a collision. It says the fourth time he saved a player's life on the field. That is incredible.
Yep. That's a gentleman.
It is, isn't it? When you get the recognition, the fact that it's a little bit taken away from the era of, you know, just picking the top players, but great contributions when you get that. It's an excellent award, I think, that FIFA have implemented over the years.
You can't do more than that in saving somebody's life. And he's done it four times. I mean, give him a lot of credit. I'm glad he was recognized by FIFA. And Dick, a lot of things going on in the world. We've got to mention Huddersfield beating Manchester United. I was so happy to see that.
And deservedly so. You know, Jose Mourinho was very appreciative of the performance of Huddersfield and gave them credit, so they deserve to win the game. And, of course, it's what, three defeats now, I think, for Man U. But Man City, the other team in Manchester, of course. But you must be gloating. I had this stick from a few people over the weekend. London 9, Liverpool 3, with Spurs and Arsenal scoring 9 goals between the two of them and Liverpool and Everton just scoring 3. And I had a little bit of abuse with regards to that coming from Merseyside. So
Well,
I have to give credit due. Spurs were very impressive, and Arsenal just tore Everton apart in that game.
And Spurs play Man U this coming weekend at Wembley, so it should be a great match. And by the way, those of you who don't know, Huddersfield is coached by former American international David Wagner, who may be the next U.S. national team coach if he keeps playing like doing well like this with Huddersfield. But we'll see what happens.
And Joe, you know, that win by Juventus, the win in Udine against Udinese, what a second half that was.
Yeah, I mean, even with 10 players, so they played well, you know, just... again, you know, that Mandzukic lost his cool and he got ejected. But, you know, and the same now coming up, Juventus Milan, and Bonucci is really in hot water because...
he got the red card, didn't he?
He got a red card, so he's not going to be played.
Wow, how convenient.
Oh, man,
the one game I did enjoy the weekend, guys, was the Napoli-Inter game, the Classico. Unfortunately, no goals, but why not? When you've got superb goalkeeping, Handanovic and Reina, the two goalkeepers, I thought, were the two stars of the game, especially Handanovic.
Handanovic made some fantastic save, especially the last one, when he deviated with this palm of the hand. You know,
that was
Napoli's first blemish in Serie A. And I got to mention, Chelsea comes from behind to beat Watford, who's doing very well this year, winning 4-2 at home, and they will... Again, they'll play Everton on Wednesday in the League Cup. So,
and Conte was so happy that he jumped right
into the crowd. He was very, very happy with the result.
And that's one of the things that was mentioned with Koeman. You know, he's very, how can one say, restrained on the sideline. When you look at Conte, you look at Mourinho and coaches of the Klopp, they're hurtling up and down the technical area. And Koeman, it's hard to tell by the body language what he's thinking. And that has been mentioned by a lot of people, that he just didn't seem to raise the spirits of the team, and it was just a bunch of individuals, not a team, no chemistry at all. So I tend to agree with that. You know, if you've got a coach that's just being very dogmatic, not doing anything, and the team is really struggling, I can't see that happening if some of the coaches I've mentioned were behind in the game.
Well, Dick, we appreciate you being on as always. We'll look forward to talking to you next week. A lot of things to talk about, certainly, with the MLS playoffs and more matches in Europe happening. So have a good week. We'll talk to you on Monday.
Thanks, guys. Always a pleasure. Ciao, Joe.
Ciao, Dick.
Bye, Dave. Dick Howard, live from Toronto. And, of course, Dick will be covering Toronto FC in the MLS Cup playoffs, and they'll be playing starting up this weekend. And the Rhinos playing in the playoffs as well. They'll be in Louisville on Saturday. We'll be joined by the man who scored the game-winning goal on Saturday for the Rhinos, Stefan DeFreger, here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, here on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM, and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Sports leader. You're listening to AM 1040 WYSL Avon Rochester, FM 92.1, W221 CL Rochester, and WYSL1040.com.
Your family is growing and it's time for a new home. Why buy a used house with someone else's style when you can afford a new Faber home built to suit your taste and your needs? Start fresh, build new with Faber. Faber Homes can customize your home to meet your wishes and dreams. Faber Homes is now building in 6 locations. Visit the Faber Homes website at faberhomes.com and find the plan of your dreams or a quick deliver home. Give Faber Homes a call today at 247-4800 or visit faberhomes.com for our current incentives. Faber Homes, great homes, great price.
St. Padre Pio Chapel, located at 141 Frank Domino Way in Gates, is a great place to visit for thought and reflection. The chapel is open daily from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., and you can have a tour of the chapel on request. To arrange for a tour, please call Pia Pelosi at 621-6703.
Caring for your teeth is a key factor in promoting good health. Joe and Andrew highly recommend Dr. David Olivo and his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue for all your dental needs. Dr. Olivo and his experienced staff provide a wide array of dental services and procedures in a comfortable and caring atmosphere. New patients are always welcome. Visit Dr. Olivo's interactive website at davidolivodmd.com or call 328-3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Olivo. Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
Doug Miller Family Sports Park is proud to be a sponsor of Soccer's A Kick in the Grass. Doug Miller Family Sports Park is home to Doug Miller Soccer, Rochester Golf Academy, Glacier Ridge Snow Tubing, and Salvatore's. Check us out at DougMillerFamilySportsPark.com.
Coosh-a-coosh, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at salvatores.com and our hotline, 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me, Salvatore's!
The Rochester Rhinos continue play in the postseason this Saturday night, facing the USL Eastern Conference winners, Louisville City, at 7:30 p.m. in Kentucky. Go to rhinosoccer.com to find out how you can watch the match live online. The Rhinos are still in the running to host the USL Eastern Conference final, so be sure to go to rhinosoccer.com for all of the latest ticket information or call 454-KICK.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WISL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Welcome back to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Andrew Battisti and Joe Redcard Sirianni. The Rochester Rhinos are in the Eastern Conference semifinals of the USL and will be traveling to face the Louisville City FC side, who now control their own destiny to host the final, as the top-seeded and Supporters Shield winners Real Monarchs were knocked out of the playoffs this weekend. But the Rhinos are going down to Louisville, have done very well against them this year. And joining us right now to talk about the match on Saturday against Charlotte and the upcoming match against Louisville is the man who scored the match-winning goal in extra time just after coming onto the pitch as a substitute. Stefan DeFreger joined us. And Stefan's appearance brought to you by the Rhinos. Call the Rhinos 454-KICK or Rhino Soccer. Go to rhinosoccer.com. Rhinos still have a chance to host the Eastern Conference final, potentially even the USL final. So be sure to stay up to date on what's going on by going to rhinosoccer.com. Stefan, thanks for being with us, and congratulations on scoring the maybe the biggest goal of your career.
Thank you very much. Glad to call in to you guys.
Appreciate you being on, and I got to say this: you meant to do exactly what you did in that overtime period, right? You meant to deflect that
Absolutely.
Ball from Canardo Forbes.
Absolutely,
just like a good goal scorer,
yep. An Italian, the Italian way.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
Honestly, I did talk to Bob Lilly after the match, and he said that when he brought you in, he told you, get in the box, make something happen, make yourself available, and that's exactly what you did. So you just did what Bob said, and you were in the right place at the right time to put that ball into the back of the net.
Yeah, you know, sometimes it's just how it works out. You know, I saw Kenny get the ball, and I made a run to see if, you know, to try to be available, maybe, you know, get a 1-2 or get in behind myself, and when I realized he was going to shoot, I, you know, turned around to make another run and maybe get a rebound. And, you know, it's just, I think he mishit it a little bit, hit right off my heel. And as soon as it hit my heel, I actually, you know, thought it had a chance and just flipped my head around and it was right in the corner.
It's just like in hockey, you know, going forwards will try to tip the puck into the net. And you did the same thing and you totally wrong-footed the keeper. He had no chance. And it was a great – but like I said, you made a great run. And I don't know if you were expecting maybe Canardo to pass through the ball or if he was going to take the shot. So, like I said, you were in the right place and in the box, just like Coach said.
Yeah, I mean, I thought he could pass it, and then I looked up and I realized he was going to rip it and, you know, just tried to be kind of a nuisance. And you know, getting a good area for the rebound or, I mean, a tip or anything. And, I mean, I ended up getting the tip, so.
Even potentially, you know, blocking the goalie's vision maybe even to prevent him from saving the shot. But it was a great effort by the Rhinos. And, again, the defense was just so strong. One shot on target the whole match. Unfortunately, Charlotte scored on that shot. It was a very nice goal, very nice setup, a beautiful back heel at the top of the box setting it up. But the Rhinos really controlled the majority of that match with their midfield and just shutting down their attack because they're a very possession-oriented team. And the Rhinos really disrupted their possession for the majority of the match.
Yeah, we did. You know, we came in with a game plan, and we executed it very well. We had a really good first half, and the guys were playing well, and we were frustrating them, definitely. And, you know, they're a very good team. They have very good attacking pieces, and, you know, they're very dangerous when they to get a rhythm. And we tried not to let that happen, and, you know, we got the goal in the second half, and, you know, we were pushing for a second. It didn't come, and, you know, they're a good team, and we, you know, a bounce went their way, and they have quality in the final third, and they finished it, which was unfortunate because, you know, I thought at that point we were doing really well, and I thought the second goal was going to come. But, you know, after that, they buckled down, had a little bit of a rhythm, and we battled back, and, I mean, we definitely deserved to win that match, I think.
I think you did too. I mean, and I know Joe, you weren't able to go because you were in. You had a lot of commitments that
night. I had three commitments that day. But Stefan, just you know, I'm guessing just the coach must have been elated with you because you did exactly the way what he wants you to do, and certainly, you know, scoring a goal like this at the last you know, in overtime, it gives you a lot of personal satisfaction. And looking forward to this coming Saturday at Louisville. How do you see this Louisville game? I mean, you guys played there before, and you had done very well. So tell us a little bit what to expect, what you guys expected, and what the coach is really trying to get your guys to do.
Yeah, you know, Louisville's a very good team. And, you know, when we played them there, I think we didn't play our best game. And, I mean, we probably should have still held the draw, and when we played them at home, we played them a lot better, and you know, probably could have won. And I think over the last 3, 4, 5 games, we're probably playing our best soccer of the year, and you know, we're kind of going in with a similar attitude to try to shut them down and continue to possess the ball and get chances in behind, get crosses, and see if we can get, you know, a goal or two right away, and then keep it on them, you know. So it's going to be a tough match for sure, and we all know that. But you know, we're very confident, and we're going in playing our best soccer of the year. So I think you can't ask for much more than that.
Both teams are playing, excuse me, very well right now, and the games were very even. I mean, the first game was decided by, I would say, a controversial handball call in the box off a free kick. And then the second game was a very defensive game with zero-zero with very few shots at all. So I think both teams at that point were getting ready for playoff soccer, where you know you shut a team down. I mean, look at Reno was the top team in scoring in the USL, and they lost 1-0 in their first game in the playoffs. So defense wins championships, and you know, you guys are the best defense in the East, and Louisville is right there as well. So it's going to be a very, very exciting match. I wish it was going to be here. Unfortunately, it's not. But I know we'll certainly be watching it online. I know you guys are itching to get down there to face this team. It's become a big rival for the Rhinos in recent years.
Yeah, you know, they're like we look forward to this game. We're all really excited to go down there, and it'll be, you know, a great atmosphere. And we all wish we could play it in Rochester as well, but, you know, they were very good all season and probably definitely deserve the number one seed. And we just have to go in there confident and knowing that, you know, if we play our game, we can win, and, you know, we can move on. And you know, I think we'll do that.
Well, the game is at 7:30 on Saturday. You can watch it online on YouTube, on the Rhinos and USL soccer channels. If the Rhinos win, they could host the final if New York Red Bulls 2 beats Tampa Bay Rowdies in the other Eastern Conference semifinal. We'll see what happens. That would be next weekend if that takes place. So, Stefan, good luck, and we wish you guys the best for the match and bring home the victory.
Thank you. We will definitely do our best.
Good luck.
Thank you, Stefan. Stefan DeFreger, the midfielder for the Rochester Rhinos, scored the match-winning goal in the Rhinos' win over Charlotte on Saturday. And again, 7:30 kickoff down in Louisville. Support the team, and there'll probably be some video watch parties. Go to rhinosoccer.com to see if any of those will take place. We're going to take our final break. When we come back, Michael Lewis will have the U.S. Soccer Report. We'll preview the MLS playoffs. And a big announcement today down in Atlanta. A lot of things going on down there in MLS. We'll talk about that next on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM. And live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Notch Monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top Notch Monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top Notch Monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top Notch Monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Top Notch Monogramming.com, 248-2650. Top Notch Monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
An experienced professional with more than 15 years in dentistry, Dr. David Olivo welcomes new patients to his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue. At the office of Dr. Olivo, you'll discover a warm and comforting environment staffed by professionals who are committed to providing the best available dental care while assuring your complete comfort. Call 328-3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
Mayhem is everywhere.
I'm a crack foreman in your water pipe. I may be too tiny to notice, but not anymore. And if you got sold the wrong home insurance, you might get swamped by cleanup costs. So get Allstate.
Call East Rochester Allstate agent Vincenzo Scolo at 585-381-3530 today.
Looking to save money on your weekly grocery bill? Visit Olindo's Cash and Carry at 1510 Lyle Avenue in Rochester. Olindo's provides Italian and Spanish items, imported and domestic cheeses, deli meats, and homegrown produce with a perfect blend of quality, selection, value, and personal service. Olindo's wholesale prices are the best around, and there's no membership fee. Call Olindo's at 647-1985 or visit them on the web at olindofoodservice.com.
The Rochester Rhinos continue play in the postseason this Saturday night, facing the USL Eastern Conference winners, Louisville City, at 7:30 p.m. in Kentucky. Go to rhinosoccer.com to find out how you can watch the match live online. The Rhinos are still in the running to host the USL Eastern Conference Final, so be sure to go to rhinosoccer.com for all of the latest ticket information or call 454-KICK.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Soccer is a kick in the grass. It's the U.S. Soccer Report with the editor of FrontRowSoccer.com, former Rochester Lancers reporter and a 2012 inductee into the Lancers Wall of Fame, Michael Lewis.
I want to be a part of it. New York, New York.
And the U.S. Soccer Report brought to you by the Doug Miller Family Sport Park, 4618 Ridge Road in Spencerport, 352-5300, or go to dmfsp.com. This is the last weekend of the Glacier Ridge Dead Zone, your chance to save the world from the zombie apocalypse, and what a perfect time for it on Halloween, coming up to Halloween. So definitely check that out. Go to dmfsp.com to get all the information, chance to see zombies and kill them. And if you're fans of The Walking Dead, here's your chance to be one of the people who save the world. So what better way to do it on Halloween? And Michael, how's it going in New York? Is it, hopefully there's not too many Walking Dead down there this time of year.
No, not yet. Although sometimes trying to walk through New York City with everyone on their cell phone, looking at their cell phone, I feel like I am with a bunch of zombies. But that's another story for another time.
That's for sure. But Michael, there's a big announcement today in Atlanta. And boy, what a great year it's been for Atlanta United. And MLS announced today that the All-Star Game in 2018 will be held at Mercedes-Benz Stadium in Atlanta, and certainly they deserve it. And is there any rumors about who they might play in that match?
I have to admit, I haven't heard any. I have not been searching the internet or my sources for it, just because I've had a load of other work to do. One thing that's interesting, usually they will award an All-Star game in the same year. So 2017, it was awarded this year. But let's face it, because of Atlanta's soaring attendance, record-breaking crowds, it was a non-brainer, no-brainer to give it to them, and you might as well give it to them now. It's a reward for doing so well, and off the field, and we all know what they've done on the field, and they are viable, perhaps, to host MLS Cup if they win through the East. It's not going to be easy for any team there, but you've got to like their chances if everyone is healthy or mostly healthy. They've had an incredible year, regardless if they get eliminated in the conference semifinals or go all the right way, run the table, win the whole thing. It's been a fantastic year for Atlanta. I think you'd hope every expansion team would have a season like that, particularly off the field in terms of packing in the place wherever they play.
Joey, something I just want to mention, a couple facts here for those of you who don't know. Atlanta broke the season average attendance for all time in U.S. soccer. They beat the record held by the Cosmos from 1978 in the North American Soccer League. They averaged over 48,000 fans a match. They again broke the single match attendance record yesterday in the draw against Toronto. And people may argue with me, but I'll say it anyway. There are more butts in the seats at Mercedes-Benz Arena than any NFL stadium in the United States yesterday. So don't say that soccer has not made it in this country. It's now the third most attended team sport in the United States, only behind the NFL and Major League Baseball. And the way the NFL is dropping, MLS may be beating them in the near future. Go ahead, Joe.
Okay, Andrew. Following on your commentary, I would like to ask Mike, what you attribute to the success at the gate. I know that the team is playing well. I know all this, but also there is a success of the people that run the organization to bring those people into the stadium. What is it? The cost?
I wish I had the scoop or the magic potion and what they did. Obviously, I think it's a combination of things. I mean, if you have a first-year team that's competitive and goes beyond what an expansion team or an expansion team in any other sport that we're used to, that's obviously a plus. The team has done some smart marketing, which certainly does not hurt. And, you know, you have to remember a lot of these new, quote-unquote, expansion cities, and Atlanta has had teams in the NASL, back in the original NASL. I'm talking about Seattle. They've done very well since they entered the league in 2009, was it, I believe. The fan base there, they're hungry for soccer. So you put all three of that together and having, a winning team, and you don't have to necessarily win a title to bring out people to the stands. And, of course, in Seattle, they have the march to the stadium. I was there for the very first march with the Red Bulls played there way back in 2009, so I saw something special happening out there. You put all that together, and it becomes magic. And maybe it's not a magic potion, but it's magic. You know, it has an energy of its own and a momentum of its own, and it's great to see how the soccer fans, sports fans in general, have embraced this new team and this old sport.
Absolutely. Now, I'll throw one more thing in there. It's a brand new stadium. It's a state-of-the-art stadium, maybe the best stadium in the United States at this point, and it's much cheaper to go to an MLS game than it is to go see the Falcons. So that's another factor, I think, that brought the fans in. They want to be part of this brand new facility, and they were able to do that with reasonable cost going to MLS games. And this coming Thursday, Atlanta will host, we're calling, quote unquote, the Columbus Crew, but they may not be the Columbus Crew for very much longer. That match is Thursday on ESPN2 at 7 p.m. Michael, What's the latest on the Crew? The rumors are flying and probably looking true that they're going to move to Austin, Texas. But they're saying it's not going to be until 2019. I thought it was going to actually happen next year. So what are you hearing there?
Yeah, that's what I've heard as well, too. It's a real sad story, what's happened to the Columbus soccer fans. Granted, I know the Crew were at the bottom, near the bottom of the league, and bringing in money, attendance, whatever you want to call it. But in some respects, it reminds me of the Rochester Lancers situation way back in the late 70s, early 80s. And Rochester wanted to be the Green Bay of the league. They enjoyed being the mighty small club that could do a lot of good things. The problem is, I think the league wants to have larger markets. I think it's important for any league in this country to have, quote unquote, those smaller markets. And Columbus has a fantastic soccer history in MLS. We're talking about winning the 2008 MLS Cup. Columbus Crew Stadium was the first Soccer Pacific Stadium. Granted, it's what, 18 years old, and it got old pretty quickly. It's been called the Erector Set because that's what it looks like from when you're driving past it. I think it was I-70, I-71, whatever road it is. But yet, you know, it also held a couple of classic games there. You know, Dulce Zero that helped propel the U.S. over Mexico in World Cup qualifying. I would prefer to have the current owner, whose name shall not be mentioned by me, sell out to local people there that they could keep the team in Columbus. What is confounding to me is that he wants to move to a city, Austin, Texas, great city, but they're not on the expansion list, and yet the league is allowing all this to happen. It's mind-boggling on what's happening there. Hopefully something can be worked out, but it really is mind-boggling what's happening there. You have to remember, Columbus is an original team, and I just don't like to see teams move, period, and I'd like to think there's a solution there.
Well, we'll see what happens. They were third from the bottom in attendance, only Colorado and the FC Dallas were underneath them, but still, we'll see. Of course, one other Dos a Zero, Rochester Rhinos Dos Colorado Rapids Zero in 1999, which we'll all remember that trip to Columbus very fondly, so it'll be sad to see them go. But the other matches in the first round, Michael, Chicago hosting the Red Bulls on Wednesday, Vancouver hosting San Jose. I'm picking an upset there. I think San Jose is going to win that game because Vancouver, we're not expecting to play on their midweek because they had the chance to win the West and they didn't do it. Atlanta plays Columbus Thursday, and then Houston against Sporting Kansas City on Thursday. We'll see Toronto, New York City FC, Seattle, Portland coming in the next round starting on the weekend. So just for like 30 seconds, Michael, what are your thoughts on the first few matches?
I think Vancouver's going to prevail in some way, shape, or form. I know San Jose got in on a last minute goal, and I also like Sporting Kansas City's chances just because Peter Vermes has done the job before. Back in the East, I'll tell you this: I'll take Chicago over the Red Bulls. The Red Bulls just have not impressed me this year, and. You have Atlanta versus Columbus, and I'll take Atlanta just because they're going to be playing in their place and they're going to have the momentum.
Okay, Michael, thanks so much for being with us. We'll talk to you again next week.
Thank you, Mike.
Hey, always great to be on.
Have a good week.
And thanks also to McCall Zerboni for being on the show with us tonight. Stefan DeFrigger, Blaise Bourgeois, the Rhinos for being with us as well. Rhinos at Louisville Saturday, 7:30. We'll let you know next week if the Rhinos will be at home for the Eastern Conference Final. or go to rhinosoccer.com. This has been Andrew Battisti, Joe Sturriani, Bob D'Angelo in the control room at WYSL. Be with us next Monday at 6:30 for Soccer is a Kick in the Grass here on WYSL. 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
One note that.
Good night, everyone.
Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is presented by Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry and brought to you by the following sponsors: the Rochester Rhinos, top-notch monogramming Northfield Commons, Pittsburgh, Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight, Faber Homes, Claridge Design Center, Olindo's, Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo, and the Doug Miller Family Sports Park. Tune in again next week for Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.